Williams Experience. On 93.5 K-Day.
Woo! This is my song right here. This makes me feel good every time we play it. Watch and bounce. Yeah. This is a radio show to make you feel good. We try to keep our attitudes upbeat. Like the Calgon bath for your ears. This is the Wendy Williams Experience, everybody. I am so glad that you're here. Now, Charlamagne's got this friend who lives in California. Not a friend, but an acquaintance, right?
Yeah, an acquaintance. I'm a fan.
And I've never heard of this person. His name is Bishop Lamont.
Yep.
And when I saw this on my desk this morning, I said, Bishop Lamont beat somebody up. Now, who in the church is messing up now? I swear to goodness. I really did. Now, we're going to open the door for him, and you're going to explain to me exactly who he is.
Bishop Lamont.
Oh, my gosh, you look like Eddie Winslow. You know, that one who was beating up a superhead.
He signed the Aftermath.
Oh, wow.
Dr. Dre's newest prodigy.
All right. Going around there, you know Charlamagne, Goose, and, you know, the fellas and whatnot.
Dr. Dre's newest prodigy.
When Bishop in New York, Lamont. I see you wear a Yankees cap.
Oh, no, that's a ritual.
Is it?
Yeah.
Now, are you from L.A. originally?
Yeah.
Who's your baby's mother?
I don't have a baby's mama yet.
Now, how old are you?
29.
Are you in love?
No.
Okay.
Ain't found that yet.
Now, he's real popular out there, so people know exactly who he is.
Very popular in L.A. You know, he was in a group with another guy from L.A. named Glasses Malone. That's what I'm into.
Oh, we know him.
Yeah.
That's my, you know, it's like my bro.
Yeah.
They actually started off together. Dre found you at a
game video shoot. He was down there with Game and Face and all them. I was looking for Kanye. Kanye canceled. Dre came out the trailer. I was like,
fine.
Give a demo to somebody.
Yeah.
And you've been signed since, what, 05?
End of 05.
So now you're signed to Aftermath. Are you cool with Game?
Yeah, it's love. It's love. Face is like my big brother. B-Fly's little sister's mom, Lynette. It's all family.
At one point, I heard it was a little animosity, like Game was upset that you were signed to Aftermath and you were on the detox and all that.
Right, that came from his situation with Dre.
Yeah.
And he later apologized for that. His family, there's no way that we can't all work together on the West Coast when we're fighting the same thing. We're trying to get away from the streets. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get away from poverty.
Yeah.
So it's all love.
Yeah.
And you're going to see a record with me and him real soon.
Now, what are you doing here in New York?
Promoting a new single, Grow Up.
Grow Up.
You got to hear this record. This record right now should be the anthem for hip hop. You would love it. Like, for real. Like,
Thank you so much.
It's called
man.
Grow Up, so you already know. It's self explanatory.
Grow Up. I'm down with that. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Yes, please.
Produced by Dr. Dre.
I just want to ask you before your words come in. Oh, yeah, this is Dre Production. It sounds good. Dre, it sounds good.
Thank you, Dre.
Look, Bishop Lamont beat somebody up. I saw this headline
I didn't beat him up. I just spoke to him.
It looked like you wanted to cry on the YouTube video.
Yeah, didn't he?
It was a DJ that leaked all his music.
I hardly ever.
What was his name?
DJ Thong.
Oh, wait, Thong.
Strong, actually.
Oh, shut up. He's easier to keep up than it is to catch up, but all I did was mess up, roll around the street and get drunk and shoplift. Freestyle, meanwhile, continue to bully. A teenage life when you think you know everything about everything and don't know a thing. Hit the Saw Liquor Bank, then the gas station. Get to ducking when they bucking gang altercation. We scattered and come right back. Risking our lives, we never saw it like that. You know, you sound really nice.
Thank you.
And you can't beat Dre Production.
And I'm thinking,
like wow. The only one he didn't do it for was Eve. Like, what happened with, like, why couldn't she make?
I don't know.
Like what happened? No, that was rhetorical. I'm talking actually Charlotte.
I got a little insight
Eve
on that.
Sucks.
But
all right, well, give me some insight.
You know what? Eve started doing the TV show. Eve was doing the fetish thing. And she was getting money a lot of other ways. Mm-hmm. So the same incentive to try and work on records wasn't there. And Dre wants you to be all in. And she had other ties.
Yes.
And so her energy wasn't the same coming in there. Because when you work with Dre, you got to do 150%.
Yeah.
And her timeline wasn't like that. There was a lot of things that she didn't want to do anymore that he still wanted her to do on records.
What?
Like she would have issues where she didn't really want to be cussing or doing really sexual things. Like she's on a different page at an older age. She's like, I'm still the pit bull in a skirt, but it's a different way now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And that kind of made it difficult there.
Well, this is what happens when hip-hop grows up.
Church.
And it also is what happens when hip-hop ladies, girls grow into ladies.
As little, and, I mean, Little Kim should do that.
It's difficult for these hip hop girls to grow into women. I understand what Eve is saying.
Exactly.
And what are you saying, Charlamagne?
I'm saying like Little Kim and Trina, they should take a page out of her book too. I mean, now you get to a certain age, you sound silly talking about
your coochie
sucking everybody
every record.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always meaning that you can do it with your coochie in your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, and that's been covered in the Video Vixen books. So at a point, you got all these little girls out here and these young ladies, they want to hear something else. And you got to be able to give people the whole spectrum and not just that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking after the whole 15 game situation, Drake said, you know what? I'm going to give me a nice guy who can really whack.
You really do look like a nice young man.
I am.
There's no jewelry. There's no pimples. There's white teeth. You're cute. You know?
He reminds me of Kanye in a way. Without the extra tight clothes.
There you go.
You look nice. You're wearing a Robin's Egg Blue Sean John polo.
Thank you very
nice
much.
Jeans. Yeah, maybe he did say, I'm just going to go get me a nice young man.
Is there a Detox album, man?
There is a Detox album.
That is a hell
album.
Of like, a laugh you have there. What the
That's
hell?
Joy. That's Joy.
Oh.
God is good.
So it's not a rumor, there is a Detox album.
There is a Detox. They call it the Bigfoot album, but it's actually Detox.
Is it done?
It's not done. We about 50% in. Because
after 7 years?
After 7 years.
Wow.
I mean, you got to realize we do 22 years. And dude is like, it's got to be the best it can be. Like, he's under pressure. The worst pressure, the worst scrutiny is all coming from his own mind and his own ears.
I'm hearing you're the anchor for this album, as Snoop was for the Chronic.
Yeah. Yeah, and even more so on a motivational side of the phone calls and being in there in the studio and telling him what he really needs to hear instead of all the penis riders that's in the studio saying whatever to him because they just want to be on.
Who else is featured on this?
Snoop is on there. 50's on there.
50 is on there.
I heard about R. Kelly being on there. Possible Jigga and Nas on there.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it's just what I'm hearing. But, you know, well, we're trying to put it together.
To go pick that up.
So your solo album is going to come out after Detox.
Before Detox.
Okay.
November.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've been waiting 3 years.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, our last conversation, he's like, I'm moving like a super snail and you're all over and you're basically ready to go. So why wait?
Okay. So, you know, we want to establish our relationship with you now to see if you flip on us like a Suzuki on the tribal.
Why would I flip
later.
On y'all? Y'all blessing me.
It's what happened.
No, y'all blessing me to come up before I'm anybody. This man reached out and I'm just out here working the radio, you know what I'm saying, doing all the shows, and y'all blessed me to come up.
Did you ever listen to us on K-Day?
I've never listened to the radio. I'm in concentration camp.
Do you know the Wendy Williams name or the Charlemagne the God name?
No, I'm familiar with it, but I'm always in the cave with Dreadolf Hitler.
I understand. Oh, I love it. I love it.
I don't let you go nowhere.
Well, we want you to remember this this show, because when you do come out with your CD in November, whatever you need from us, we will do our best to help you out. Right,
Charlemagne?
Thank you
so much.
No question.
Thank you so much. You're already doing it. You got me here. That's a blessing.
All right. So let's wrap it up.
Yeah, he's got a mixtape out now, too, called The Confessional.
Shouts out to Who Kid,
hosted by DJ Who Kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that it?
His single, Grow Up, is playing now. And then expect
I people
things
to
from Bishop Lamont in the future.
Bishop Lamont.
Yeah.
And I ain't beat nobody up. I just talked to him. He bootlegged my records.
You disciplined him.
Yeah.
Oh.
And if I ever beat on anybody, I'm just knocking the demons out their body. I'm doing the Lord's work. That's it.
Oh,
frailty.
That's it. Yeah,
yes.
frailty. That's it.
There
that's
he
it.
Goes.
Healing hands.
Yes.
Well, I would like to thank you for coming in. Please,
my pleasure.
Please put us on your path next time you come back through New York.
Oh, my pleasure. Yes.
And when we're out in Los Angeles, Charlamagne's got all your telephone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish you well in the studio with Dre. I don't know how Dre feels about the experience, but at this point, I guess it really doesn't even matter. If we like his product, he probably digs us.
Kinda. Let Dre know it's all love, man.
And tell him I said,
how you doing?
And
yes, indeed.
You better stop laughing.
I'm sorry.
Church. All right. I like to see my guests walk out. Go ahead. All right. That's my Bishop Lamont. I didn't pull him into anything because I'm growing up. Oh, I get a hug.
Tell him that was time to grow.
We'll be back.
Come on, get out and make your own. Ride. Your child is ready to go. Tell them. I think you better grow up. Still cruising Crenshaw at 36. Your wife at home, you waste the gas. I said, can't be two straight rollers. Ready to play. Wendy Williams, experience.
Trying to apologize, you're so ugly when you cry.
was nice meeting that man.
Bishop Lamont.
Bishop Lamont. Very nice. Put him in our Rolodex under F for fun. Because I bet he can show us a good time in L.A. You know what I mean?
He seems like a cool dude. I don't think he's a good time guy, though. Like, you know, he's one of them dudes that likes to be in the studio.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we like to party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
He just did a song called Grow Up. And it kind of hurt me when I first heard it, but I'm like, it was dope, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? But I can listen to a song called Grow Up, and I feel as though I've grown up just fine. But I also know that, you know, I like to go out and have a good time
mm-hmm.
at appropriate times. And listening to the show, you might think that Charlamagne and I are out 7 days a week or whatever, or you know, but that's not the case. Like, well, don't
only six.
Don't mistake our smiles and laughter for and humor for irresponsibility. You know, I consider myself a fine woman. Any mother and father would be proud to have me as their daughter. I mean, you know, I'm dutiful. You know, I'm a dutiful mother and, you know, diligent worker and, you know, all that other kind of stuff. And you're mm-hmm. a nice young man also, Charlamagne.
I strive to be.
I mean, we laugh and we joke on the show. And this show, no, we're not painting a picture that's false. You know, don't get it twisted.
We're human.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
But we're also grown and responsible.
Yeah.
And I'm more grown than you, so I am more responsible than you. And you're allowed to trip and fall
mm-hmm.
and get up.